22.5 to 5. Well, the Dylan Alcott Foundation has today launched a campaign called Remove the Barrier. Over 4 million Australians are living with a disability, but only 54% of them have employment. The campaign is to remove that barrier. And I'm pleased to say the reigning Wimbledon champion is on the line. Dylan, good afternoon.
G'day, Mark. Great to be here, mate. Thanks for having me on.
Congratulations, first of all.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome getting to head over to, you know, Wimbledon for the first time. It's the mecca of tennis. So to get on the grass and play really well, mate, I was absolutely stoked.
May I ask a simple question? I'm not, is it different playing on grass than the other surface with regards to controlling the chair, etc.?
Of course, mate. Can you? It's so much harder, especially because of the I guess the friction to you when you run on grass or sand. It's a lot harder.
Yep.
It's very similar with the wheelchair to do the same thing. So, yeah, it's tougher, but I like it because I'm fast. So, I very much enjoyed it.
Well, mate, congratulations on that. We wish you luck in the US Open, of course, coming up. It'd be wonderful to get that Grand Slam. But we're here to talk about the Remove the Barrier. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so, you know, this is a campaign that's been launched by my foundation, the Dylan Alcott Foundation. People with disability, they face barriers all the time. Some real-life barriers, things like, you know, access and things like that. But some of the hardest barriers to overcome are often the ones that we can't see. I like to call them the invisible barriers, things like unconscious bias and discrimination. And as you said, there are now 4.5 million people in Australia with some form of disability. Only 54% of them can find, you know, employed. There's a huge amount of unemployment. And, you know, we want to try and do something to change that, to remove those barriers, to help people get the opportunities that they deserve.
Why do you think that unconscious bias is there, Dylan?
Oh, look, it's from things from the past, and I think there is a negative perception around having a disability. There is a stigma that you are broken, less capable, unachieving, and most importantly, unemployable. So as a result of that, people have low expectations and think people with a disability can't do the role as well as an able-bodied person. But, you know, there are some stats out there that show that people with a disability are 90% more likely to be equal to or more productive than an able-bodied person. They also show that they have 8 less sick days per year than an able-bodied person, and also they're retained in a role a whole extra year than an able-bodied person. So if you take away the fact they have a disability, man, that sounds like an awesome employer to me. Yet only 54% of people with a disability get that opportunity. And we just want to shine a light on it and show how great people with a disability can be and hopefully get more people into work.
Are things changing in that respect, though?
Yeah, I mean, they are getting a bit better, but, you know, there's a long way to go. And I think we need, you know, more support from corporate Australia. That's why we're trying to get the message out there to help as many people get jobs as they can. I mean, we really want to not only enrich the lives of people with a disability, but also, I guess, enrich the lives of organisations as well and help them make their organisations better as a result.
And how important do you see your role to get the, not only to spread the message to people that potentially could employ people with a disability, but those that with a disability that may be struggling mentally and finding it hard to cope, the fact that they can't find work?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great question. And you know what? If you take away the fact that now I've been lucky to play tennis and do a few other things, you know, the first job that I applied for, I got there and the job interview was upstairs. And rather than move the job interview downstairs, they just cancelled the interview because they thought it was going to be too hard to employ me. And that sucks. You know, we focus with a lot of young people with disability and ask them what they were most scared about, and that was that they couldn't find employment. Someone that gave us a lot of advice was a young girl called Ashley Jamison. She was 21 years old and in an electric wheelchair, had never had a job before. She went into a workplace, applied for a job, and they said, no, we're not looking. And then 5 minutes later, she sent her best friend in, who was able-bodied, and guess what? She got the job on the spot. And, you know, there's so many stories out there like that, and we want to, as you said, not only inspire people, organisations to give people a crack, but also to tell people with disability to get out there and that it is getting easier and things are getting better.
Oh, that is awful. Dylan, how long ago was that your experience? How long ago was that?
Oh, so it was when I was 19 years old. So I was at university and I needed some money and applied for a job to be a brand ambassador within a university.
Yeah.
And, they told me that. And
but that sort of stuff still happening today?
Oh, for sure. Every single day, there are all kinds of different people with disabilities, whether it's physical, intellectual, sensory, whatever it is. And that's why we're trying to shine a light on it, but also show how easy it is to fix. And, you know, that we're asking people to do 3 things. First and foremost, talk about it and start that conversation around it. Secondly, to share it. So if you're working in a workplace, email around, share it on your social networks using the hashtag remove the barrier. And we want people to talk about positive examples when they've employed someone with a disability or people with a disability telling them what they can do. So hopefully people can see it. But most importantly, we want people to act on it. As we said, if you head to www.removethebarrier.com, there's a bunch of tips on there about what to do, how to go about it, things like that. There's also short stories profiling all different people with all kinds of different disabilities, talking about what they can do to hopefully change that perception.
And you've got some of your sponsors on board, which is great.
Yeah, exactly right. Some big organisations like ANZ, Nike, Medibank, NEC, they've put their name forward to show that they're going to share it within their networks. They've backed it, and they're also employing more people with a disability as well. And it's so great. And hopefully they can, you know, make a lead role and show other organisations that it's quite, you know, easy to do, but also will enrich their organisations as a result.
Mate, thank you so much for your time today. Remove the barrier and go to that website and have a look and spread the word, mate. Thanks so much for your time. Congratulations on what you've achieved, not only on the court but off the court. And good luck for the remainder of the year. We were watching the US Open with interest, mate.
Mate, you're an absolute legend. Thanks so much for having me on.
Good on you, mate. Dylan Allcott there, Wimbledon champion, in the wheelchair quad singles champion. Beat his good mate, 6-love, 6-2, gave him a bit of a thumping. But if he wins the US Open, he'll win the Grand Slam, which is extraordinary. No Australian's done that since Rod Laver. Of course, he did it twice. But this campaign today, Remove the Barrier. Can you believe some of those stories that Dylan was talking about? And how disheartening would it be, you know, to try and get yourself ahead in life and someone cancel the interview because you've got a disability and they didn't want to come down the stairs, or someone goes in to apply for a job and then, no, we're not hiring, and then 5 minutes later someone else comes in, and yep, they were. It must be so disheartening. 4.3 million live with a disability in this country, about one in five. Only 54% have employment. Remove the barrier is the campaign, which has been launched today by the Dylan Allcott Foundation. It's 4:45.